Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday is brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week, and by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Was that as satisfying a win as this team has had in a long time yesterday?
Well, it's a good win. Always good to win. It's good to win a division game. And, definitely good to win.
I'm assuming that you look at that punt return, and that is one of the reasons why you drafted Jones.
Marcus, contributed force on defense and in the kicking game, and that was an explosive play on the punt return. He's also, doing the kickoff returns for us as well, so he's done a good job returning the ball and working into some playing time as well on defense.
Bill, did the weather factor in any yesterday into maybe the way that you guys threw the football, especially in the red zone?
I think there was a little bit of effect in the passing game on the wind. I think it affected the kicking game more, but there was some effect in the passing game as well. But I think our bigger problems in the red area were just obviously too many negative plays. Weren't able to take advantage of our scoring opportunities, even though we were down there, and just didn't come our way with enough production.
Bill, we obviously talk about that a lot here. When you diagnose that, is that a Mac issue? Is that a play calling issue? Like, what's your take on that when it comes to the red zone issues?
Well, in general, I thought that we had decent production in the passing game when we were able to throw the ball, but we had too many plays where we were under pressure, and then there were too many plays where we were in long yardage situations that even though we completed it, it was. Didn't really have a chance to stay on the field. So, penalties and negative plays are just, we have to do a better job of eliminating those.
Bill, you told us about how talented Zach Wilson was last week, and looking at his stat line and watching the game yesterday, how impressed were you that the defense was as prepared as they were to be able to contain him?
They did a great job. And, it's really team defense trying to, contain Zach Wilson and the running game and their skill players, and they have a good group of receivers and tight ends. Obviously, we were very productive against us in the first game. Defensively, we were able to play good complementary football at all three levels on the line, at linebacker, and in the secondary. And, they had a great day for us yesterday.
Bill, at the end of the game, was your mindset to force them into punting the football, because it was about 50 seconds to go and you weren't calling a timeout, and it seemed like the Jets weren't calling a timeout, and they kind of wasted about 20 seconds before they ultimately did. Was it your mindset to force them into punting or play for overtime?
We definitely knew that we were going to have a chance to get the ball back on some kind of punt play there. really a question is whether to rush it or return it. And, you know, ultimately we elected to return it and, you know, got a good start on the play with, you know, blocking Hardy, the gunner on that side. And then, you know, got a couple key blocks from, you know, Schooler, Webb, Jennings, and, you know, and then finally at the end there for Mac Wilson as Marcus was going in to score. But yeah, we considered both options there and ultimately went with the return over the rush.
Bill, the other thing that I was thinking about, because you had spoke about this a little bit, like some of the negative plays, especially in the red zone, as you kind of break down the film, is there like, you know, a couple of things that are maybe contributing to some of those negative plays that you try to figure out, maybe here's what the issues that's leading to the negative plays?
They're pretty much all different. You know, from the penalties to the negative plays to the, you know, missed opportunities, there were, you know, things that happened. I mean, you saw the plays. There were things that happened in different areas that were just totally, you know, unrelated from each other. So it's just, you know, collectively we just have to do a better job.
Bill, I lose my glasses all the time, so I can relate. But did you momentarily lose the challenge flag in the first quarter there? That's what it looked like.
Well, as we looked at the play, it just didn't look like there was, you know, A, you know, worth the challenge, and B, that we would be able to overturn it anyway. So it wasn't called a tip, so it would have had to, I don't know if it was there or not, so. In the end, I didn't think it was worth it.
It just looked like it had been misplaced or something. That's all.
As I was reaching for it, kind of got another look at the play and got to look at it from upstairs, and just didn't seem like it was worth it.
Bill, I know that you said yesterday that not starting Trent Brown was a coaching decision. Did that come yesterday or earlier in the week?
It doesn't really matter.
Bill, you look at the defensively what you were able to do to the Jets. I mean, you only held them to 6 first downs, which is pretty impressive. You talk about the team defense, but can you talk a little bit about what your front seven's been able to do, obviously with guys like Judon, Dedrick Wise? Talk about when you figure out and how important it is to have a front seven that makes things easier on the back end.
Right. Well, yeah. Again, it all works together. So the play of the defensive line helps the play of the secondary, and the play of the secondary, you know, helps the defensive line by, you know, giving good perimeter run force and you know, playing good pass defense and forcing the quarterback to hold the ball a little bit longer because the coverage is tighter and, you know, play has to extend a little bit. So, of course, linebackers are involved in both of those areas, either going forward or going backwards, depending on what type of play it is. So, again, it's really team defense. It's, you know, you can't single out one guy. One guy can't stop an offense. But each guy can play well and take care of his area of responsibility and force the offense or the quarterback to go somewhere else on the play. And then if somebody else is winning their matchup, then that's, you know, that takes that away and it goes somewhere else. But it just needs good team defense across the board. Again, the Jets have a good skill group. And so that was a big challenge for us. But, I mean, again, those guys played 60 minutes of, you know, great football defensively. So it was a terrific effort by, you know, the coaches and the staff.
Bill, update on David Andrews and with the offensive line struggling a little bit, how big of a loss would that be?
Well, we'll have to see how that goes. You know, players haven't gotten in yet. They don't come in until a little bit later on this morning, so we'll see where things are at that point.
Bill, obviously coming off a tough one for the Vikings, but when you look at Kirk Cousins and Minnesota this season, they've been able to put a lot of points on the board. How difficult is Kirk Cousins to go up against?
Kirk's a really good player. He's had tremendous production throughout his career. And a couple different teams and a lot of different players. And so he's really good at managing the game on the line of scrimmage and handling, all the situations the quarterback has to handle. He's very accurate on all three levels, short, intermediate, and deep. He's very athletic. He's quick in the pocket. He can avoid the rush, and if he has to run, he can run and pick up some key first downs. But, he's a very, very good thrower, very smart player, and he's very challenging to go up against. Again, with a really good group of skilled players. I mean, Cook's, probably one of, top two or three backs in the league in terms of production, total yards from scrimmage. I mean, he had his production in the passing game, and then obviously Hockenson, who they just got a tight end, and then, the receivers. Jefferson has had as much production since he's been in the league as any receiver ever has. And, Thielen, Osborne, so they got a lot of good players, but really it's Cousins that orchestrates it all, and he's gonna be a big challenge for us. He's a really good player.
Bill, over the bye week and after yesterday, has there been any thought to changing up the play calling system? From the outside, it just doesn't appear to be clicking with Mac in the offense.
Yeah, well, we have to do a better job of the things that we are doing, we've identified what those are. We just got to do a better job of, performing those. But yeah, always trying to look to, improve however we can, and we'll continue to do that as we go through. That's what we do every week. So try to put together the best thing we can here to go against the Vikings, and worry about next week.
Bill, once again, you're playing against the coach and Kevin O'Connell, who, spent some time with you guys. What's your expectations as far as what he might bring to the table? I know he's been really successful coaching this Minnesota Viking team. And did you see that in him when he was here for that short period of time?
A long time ago. I don't know how much effect that'll have on the game. But, we like Kevin a lot and drafted him high and, very smart player, and was always really good with all the understanding the things that we were doing, passing game, line of scrimmage checks, managing the team, running the offense, things like that. So it doesn't surprise me that he's adapted well to the to coaching and to coaching quarterbacks and being part of productive offenses. So he's done a great job. And, obviously did that, last year with the Rams, last couple of years with the Rams, and has been successful at the places he's been and has moved up quickly. And, I can see why. He's certainly done a great job this year. They've been on a bunch of close games and won all the close ones. So, he's managed the team well and managed those games well. It's a big challenge for us against, their offense, their defense, their kicking game. Lots to get ready for in a short week. But that's, that's Thanksgiving football. So, we'll put in a couple of good days here and go out there and be ready to go.
Bill, over the many years that you've done this, you've had to console players after a loss, certainly. You probably don't know, but unfortunately, your guy Wiggy was not successful in the catch-off against Christian Fourier. You had mentioned on the show that he had arguably the best hands you'd ever seen. Any words of wisdom when it comes to Wiggy after that somewhat embarrassing public loss last week?
No. Wiggy's pretty confident. I think it'd be hard to break his confidence. I'm sure he'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, his wife, his kids were there. It was for his charity, so wanted to make sure he went home with a smile.
I mean, there we go.
All right. And so what do you do? You know me, I'm a food guy. What do you do about Thanksgiving? Do you do Thanksgiving on Wednesday? Do you push it to Friday, Saturday? How does that work when you're playing on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we'll have to take a look at the schedule here, and you know, won't be able to do it Thursday, but yeah, hopefully they'll figure something out. I'm not sure exactly where we are on that one yet, but we'll figure something out.
Well, listen, I'll be over on the island. If you want to throw me an invite on Friday or Saturday, I'll be happy to stop by the house.
Yeah, it's it'd be tough to get over there with the turn around playing again on Thursday here. Yeah. So be a busy few days for us, but looking forward to it. And a big challenge coming up this week with Minnesota, game that I think we haven't played in a while. But we know how good they are and how much respect we have for Coach O'Connell, his staff, and Coach Donatel. I mean, they do a great job defensively too. They got a lot of really good players. So, time to turn the page here and move on. Be ready to go.
So that's a hard no on coming by the house.
I won't be there.
All right, Phil. We'll let you get back to work, and we'll talk to you again on Monday, all right?
All right, sounds good. Have a good week.
All right, there you have it.
All right,
happy Thanksgiving. There's Bill Belichick. We'll see if Wiggy got any nuggets out of that. Are you okay?
I'm great.
I got the douche chills 1,200 miles away.
I am great.
Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm good. Right. I wanted to know.
You asked a question. You
know what?
Yeah.
If you want to shame me for that, you can.
No,
but
nobody shames him.
No, nobody here. But I thought that would be an interesting point. Did he make that decision that day or earlier in the week?
I think it was a good question.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter, I guess. So.
All right. It's a Patriots Monday.
Shime off air says to me, I am so sorry.
What? It's
so bad.
It's a Patriots Monday, and we'll talk to Boomer Esiason coming up at 9 this morning.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.